Hey guys, so I am ready for, I'm here with my day three October post, and the topic for day three is emotions. And this is something that speaks to me, as I'm sure it does to anyone who can really say that they love music. One of the greatest things, I think, about loving music is the fact that when you hear a song, it's one of the greatest triggers of memories. Whether it be a happy song that brings back happy memories, or a sad song that brings back sad memories, or a nostalgic song that makes you remember some other awesome time in your life. Seems like I have had so many times where I hear a song and just for that 3 to 5 minutes or however long that song is, I'm almost transported back in time. Or sometimes the memories are just so strong that I have to turn off the song. I can't finish it. So I'm going to talk in this view about music that is emotional for me. My favorite song, if you were to ask me what is your favorite song in the entire world, I would say it's Ready for Love by India Arie. The first time I ever heard the song was in 2004. And I can't believe I waited that long to hear it. And the first time I ever heard it, I just bawled because I felt like she was singing directly to me. And it just made me, I just, so many nights I remember sitting there with that song on repeat and just feeling every word, tell me what is enough to prove I am ready for love. I will be patient, kind, faithful, and true to a man who loves music, a man who loves art, respects the spirit world, and thinks with his heart. That is, to me, the most beautiful line in a song ever. And it was just like, yes, like, that is exactly the kind of person I'm looking for in my life. And like, tell me what is enough to prove I am ready. Like, I played that thing on repeat for hours and hours, and it just touched the very essence of my being. And to this day, it's my favorite song in the entire world. Other songs that are emotional for me, a lot of them revolving around past relationships that I've been in. The song I Do by 98 Degrees always reminds me of my first love in high school, because him and I shared a lot of musical tastes. I mean, we still do share a lot of musical tastes. And actually, the first time I ever was introduced to him, I was walking down the hall. I excused myself out of biology class. And I was walking down the hall to go to the bathroom. And I heard this guy. And he was standing in the hallway. And he was singing Gone by NSYNC. And I mean, I should do an October post just about NSYNC. And how much they've impacted my life. And how much I love them. Because their albums, every single one of them, have been the soundtrack of my life. And I'll get to them in a minute, but I love them more than words can even express. So, as you can probably imagine, when I was walking down the hall that day, and I heard this guy singing Gone, and he sounded, I kid you not, exactly like Justin Timberlake. And I was like, oh my God. Who is that? And I ran down the hallway. I mean, I ran. I ran. I didn't usually run anywhere, but I ran, and I was like, I have to meet you. Like, oh my god. So, from then on, I mean, I can truly say that I have experienced love at first sight, and obviously that was high school, so that was very tumultuous. Him and I are still really great friends. To this day, actually, we're still really great friends. We never ended up getting together because he was always into other people, and it always made me depressed, but I can honestly say that he was the first guy I ever loved, and he was also a big 98 Degrees fan, and he would always sing I Do. So whenever I hear that song, it always reminds me of him. Another one for me was Love by Music Soul Child. I couldn't listen to that for a long time because of another, I don't know if I even want to call him my ex-boyfriend now. I mean, really, we dated online for like 4 months. We never actually met. We never really had plans to meet. His name was Cornelius. I called him C in a lot of my blogs back then. We're still friends as well. He's on my Facebook. We don't talk very often anymore, but I remember being on the phone with him one night, and he was singing, and he sang Love, and that was the first time I'd ever heard the song, and he just sang it so beautiful, and then I heard the original, I was like, okay, and so I couldn't listen to that for the longest time after we, quote-unquote, broke up, but I can listen to it just fine now, and it's one of my favorite songs in the world to this day. I love that song. Another one for me is As by Stevie Wonder, because that reminds me of another one of my exes. I haven't had that many, I swear. But that was our song, was As. And yeah, he sent me a card once with some flowers, and he wrote the lyrics to As on it, and I listened to that, obviously, all the time when we were together, and so I couldn't listen to that for a long time. So yeah, those are sort of some songs that bring back emotions in terms of relationships, but even just super good times in my life, like if I mentioned every single NSYNC song. Their entire discography was the soundtrack to my adolescent years. And even now, I mean, once a fan, always a fan, and I'll probably talk about them in my next boo some more. But they are a group that is my favorite and will always be until the day I die. And so all of their songs just do it for me. And I mean, I could go on forever in this post. Because music just elicits so many emotions for me. Then there's, you know, there's the songs that don't necessarily, you can't necessarily relate to, but they just take you there because the singers are so soulful and expressive. I remember the first time I ever heard Donny Hathaway, his live album, and I just sat there in front of my CD player with my eyes closed, and I just took in the whole thing. I didn't move for the entire time it was playing, and it just took me there. I mean, anyone who loves music will understand what I mean when I say it took me there. Y'all know where there is. So that one, Ain't No Way by Aretha Franklin, one of my favorite songs in existence. There's a lot of Aretha Franklin songs as well, but Ain't No Way, oh god. I mean, talk about heartbreak in a song. I mean, ain't no way for you to love me if you won't let me. It's like, oh. And the way she sings it and that high note with Cissy Houston, it's like, oh my goodness. So yeah, ain't no way. Ain't no way. Yes, yes, yes. I could go on and on and on for the entire 30 minutes. Music is just one of the most emotional. Today I was flipping through my iPhone music collection on the way home from work, and I came across the song Camouflage by Brandy off the Human album, and that's one of my favorite Brandy albums, second only to Never Say Never. But Camouflage reminds me of 2009 with another guy situation. I went to CSUN and I met this guy who was also there, and we had sort of a week-long thing, and then after that it was sort of a thing, but it wasn't, because he lived all the way in Germany of all places, and obviously nothing could ever happen on that much of a distance. So but then he ended up meeting someone local, and he had to choose between her and me, and I remember I first heard that song during that time when I was trying to deal with all that and trying to get over who's he gonna choose, and that tore me up real good. And got a Facebook notification and it distracted me. So, yeah, Camouflage. It just, that song just really spoke to me during that time period, and I heard it today, and it took me back there for a second. So, it's really amazing how songs and albums can just do that. Anyway, I'm going to move on to day 4 now, so I'll be back in another minute with another October post.